A notice of motion put forward by Cown. Steve Berman this week could make it mandatory for all town staff, councillors and volunteers to be fully vaccinated. During Monday night's council meeting, Berman put forward a motion for the town to implement a mandatory vaccination policy for all of council, staff, municipal volunteers, committee members and board members. The motion will be added to the October 25th council meeting agenda, at which time the council will be deciding whether to stick with the mandatory vaccination disclosure policy as recommended by the Corporate and Community Services Standing Committee on October 4th, move toward preparing a mandatory vaccination policy as proposed by Berman, or none of the above. I'd like our town to lead on this kind of stuff, instead of follow, Berman told CollingwoodToday.ca after the meeting. I feel strongly about this. You have to ask for what you think is right. A disclosure policy requires staff and council inform the town whether they are vaccinated or not, and comply with regular rapid antigen testing should they choose to remain unvaccinated. A mandatory vaccine policy, if implemented, could mean that those who choose to remain unvaccinated without a medical or human rights exemption may be placed on unpaid leave until they get vaccinated. If Berman's motion passes next week, council would be directing staff to prepare a draft mandatory vaccination policy for council approval at its November 15 meeting. If passed, the policy would become effective November 16. Based on Berman's proposal, all members of council, town staff, volunteers, committee and board members would require proof of full COVID-19 vaccination unless medically or legally exempt by January 1, 2022. And must provide proof of at least a first dose no later than December 1. Until then, anyone not fully vaccinated or medically or legally exempt would be required to complete mandatory training and perform mandatory rapid antigen testing upon each admission to a municipal facility. If not fully vaccinated or medically or legally exempt before January 1, 2022, the employee, volunteer or council member would not be permitted to work or enter a municipal facility, and may be placed on an unpaid leave of absence until they can provide proof of full vaccination or an exemption. Also, as part of Berman's motion, he asked staff to report on any additional resources required to implement screening of proof of full COVID-19 vaccination to enter all municipal facilities, and that all meetings of council, committees and boards resume the pre-COVID live settings effective January 1, 2022. Lastly, the motion calls on town customer service to reinstate in-person 5 days a week service by January 1 and any town staff who weren't working from home pre-COVID must return to the office, also by January 1. Berman says he noticed that when he attends Collingwood Blues games at the Eddie Bush Arena, attendees must be vaccinated to enter town facilities. Town staff are tasked with checking vaccine certificates of attendees. When attending events at the Collingwood Legion, all attendees there must also show proof of vaccination. It seems to me that the entire municipality is trying to get back to some level of the new normal, but we're not leading. We're waiting for everyone else to do it first, said Berman. Municipalities across Simcoe County vary on whether they have chosen to go the disclosure route or full mandatory vaccination route with their own policies. As of this week, the county of Simcoe and Bradford West Gwillimbury is implementing mandatory vaccine policies. Barrie, Orillia, Midland, Penetanguishene and the town of the Blue Mountains have implemented mandatory vaccine disclosure policies. Barrie Council resumed in-person meetings on October 18, although they are still closed to the general public. Many public sector facilities across the county, such as Royal Victoria Regional Health Center and many long-term care homes, have also implemented mandatory vaccine policies. Collingwood has one of the highest rates of vaccination of residents in Simcoe County. As of Monday, 90% of the population aged 12-plus is double vaccinated, second only to Oro Medonte Township with a 92.4% vaccination rate. To me, no politician is ever going to vote on something with a clearer mandate from the people and what they want, based on those numbers, said Berman. I think the statistics don't lie. With 90% of Collingwood residents being double-dosed, you can make an equivalency that 90% of people want to get past this. They've done their part, so now it's our turn to do our part. The motion will be discussed at the next Collingwood Council meeting on October 25.